This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Smokey Jennings Chevrolet is making it exciting and easy to buy a new car or truck with Chevy's Total Confidence pricing. No need to negotiate because all new 2012 Chevy vehicles have the low price tag on them. Plus, with Chevy's Love It or Return It guarantee, if you don't love it, you can return it. Going on now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers.
And in our farm news on this Thursday morning, the overnight crude oil market a quarter lower at $88.72, the Brent crude 22 cents lower at $104.16, the August gold contract a dime higher at $16.08.20, the U.S. dollar index 0.154 lower at 83.370. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat, 896 and three quarter, down 6 1/4. Correction, the September wheat now trading at 897, down 6 1/4. December wheat trading at 908 1/2, down 6 1/2. September corn trading at 787 and three quarter, down 6 3/4. December corn trading at 782 1/4, down 5 3/4. August soybeans trading at 16.71 1/4, down 23. September beans trading at 16.15 1/2, and that's down 25. September oats now trading at 3.70, that's down 2 3/4. Yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat closed at 9.03 1/4, that was up 24 1/2. December wheat ended at 9.15, up 26 3/4. March wheat ended at 9.10, up 24 3/4. September corn yesterday closed at 7.94 1/2, up 4 1/2. December corn closed at 7.88, up 9 3/4. And March corn closed at 7.82 1/2, up 11. August soybeans yesterday closed at 16.94 1/4, up 45. September beans closed at 16.40 1/2, up 4.50. Up 45, excuse me, and November beans ended at 16.15 1/2, up 46. August soybean meal yesterday ended at 529.80, up $2. September meal ended at 509.20, up 169. October meal ended at 490.80, up 134. August soybean oil yesterday closed at 52.24, up 66. September oil closed at 52.44, up 67. October oil at 52.62, up 66. September oats yesterday closed at 372 3/4, up 10 1/4. December oats closed at 376, up 10 1/2. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were higher on Wednesday afternoon, with soybeans and wheat sharply higher. Wheat futures gained strength from export interest and news the drought in Russia was covering a wider area than earlier reports. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 5 cents higher at $7.79 to $7.98, and soybeans traded mostly 40 to 45 cents stronger at $17.14 to $17.24. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents stronger at $7.98 to $8.24. Soybeans advanced 44 to 48 cents at $17.15 to $17.27. And wheat prices up 24 to 26 cents at $8.81 to $8.88. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 3 to 5 cents higher at $7.98 to $8.44. Soybeans gained 42 to 46 cents at $17.09 to $17.39, and wheat prices up 24 cents at $8.61 to $9.06. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at $8.03 to $8.08. Soybeans gained 43 to 44 cents at $17.48 to $17.52, and wheat prices 24 cents stronger at $8.49 to $8.64. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at $8.19 to $8.20. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 43 to 45 cents, with quotations at $17.61 to $17.62. Soft red winter wheat gained 25 cents, ranging from $8.68 to $8.69, and the Milo ended 26 cents higher at $7.05 to $7.06. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from $7.52 to $7.67. New crop soybean bids at $15.80 to $15.93. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $7.63 to $7.81, with new crop soybean bids at $15.85 to $16.06. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $7.68 to $7.98. New crop soybean bids at $15.95 to $16.16. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August hogs closed at 94.55, up 162. October hogs closed at 80.20, up 217. December hogs closed at 77.85, up 2.25. August cattle yesterday closed at 117.95, down 85. October cattle closed at 122.92, down 40. December cattle closed at 126.05, down 35. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at 134.67, limit down $3. September feeders closed at 137.37, down 297. October feeders closed at 139.50, down 272. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Wednesday, July 25th. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Barrel Gilt Trade closed 53 cents lower, carcass-based price range of $82.37 to $92, weighted average $83.36. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 13,000. Illinois Direct Brown Gilt Trade was steady to week at 55 to 60, with Illinois Direct Slaughter Sales mostly 3 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds sold from 27 to 30. 450 to 550 pounds, 30 to 35. Over 550 pounds at 33 to 35, a few up to 37. Today's estimated receipts 1,475 and Tuesday's actuals 1,350. Pork carcass cutout 92.68, that is up 16 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection. Hogs for today, 402,000. Last week, 398,000. A year ago, 405,000. Week to date of 1,202,000. Cattle for today, 129,000. Last week, 126,000. A year ago, 128,000. Week to date, 383,000. Box beef cutout values were steady on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 171 fab loads and 98 trim. Choice, 178.05, that is down 15 cents. Select, 171.46, and that is up 11 cents. Tuesday at the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville, 574 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to two lower, Holstein steers steady, slaughter cows mostly two to four lower, with slaughter bulls lightly tested. Slaughter steers, choice twos to threes, 110.75 to 115.75 low dressing, 105 to 110.5. Holstein steers, choice twos to threes, traded from 102 to 108.25 with low dressing at 98.5 to 101.75. Heifers, choice twos to threes at 110 to 115.75, low dressing at 105 to 109.25. Slaughter cows, breaking type a few, 75 to 76. Boning type cows, 68.5 to 76.5, with lean cows at 58 to 62.5. Slaughter bulls, your grade ones, a few at 80. There was no auction at the Fairview Livestock Auction yesterday due to the extreme heat. Opening report for the Greenville Livestock Auction, estimated receipts this morning, 411. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading 1 to 1.5 lower in a light test. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, a few at 110. Selecting choice 2s and 3s, 105.5 to 108. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 109.5 to 110.5. Selecting choice 2s and 3s, 103.5 to 109. At the United Producers Hay Auction Tuesday morning, 304 bells sold. Compared to last week, hay sold mostly steady. All prices are for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa premium quality from $7 to $9 and good quality at $4.50 to $5.50. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality $8 with good quality at $6.75. Red clover mixed grass premium quality $5.75 to $6.50 with mixed grass premium quality $7 and good quality at $5.75 to $6.50. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 166, up 3.75. For block cheese, 171.75 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 169.5 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 16.68. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, 8.28. For August, 7.81. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, 8.20. For August, 7.78. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, 17.23. For August, 16.24. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, 8.41. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, 8.28. Corn at Scottville, 8.20. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 17.23. Wheat at Scottville, 8.41. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar showing no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory. It is in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. For today, becoming cloudy, there is a chance of a shower in the forecast. High temperatures today in the mid-90s. We will have west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers possible, the low about 70. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the mid-90s. Right now at the Weather Center, northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies, 81 degrees on this Thursday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news today, the Madison County Fair continues at 10 o'clock this morning. The 4-H exhibits and the Expo Hall will open. The 4-H poultry show in the 4-H barn this afternoon at 1:30. The carnival rides open today at 5. From 6 until 7, free entertainment with Harvey the Juggler. The 4-H Goat Show this evening at 7 in the Sheep Barn. At 8 o'clock, the Whiskey River Band in the main pavilion. The Combine Demolition Derby in the arena tonight at 7:30. The 4-H exhibits and the Expo Hall will close tonight at 9. The carnival rides will close at 11. And at the Madison County Fair today, it's Public Safety Awareness Day. Parking is half price until 5 o'clock for police, firemen, and EMTs with proper identification. That's what's going on today at your Madison County Fair. On Wednesday, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink, and he talked about the area's corn crop.
We're getting some questions, actually, about some of these fields that have been zeroed out as far as yield is concerned. What should they do with this crop? And it's getting a little bit late now to cut it for silage, and it's probably not much of a market. We don't have a lot of livestock around here, but basically they're asking, you know, should we till it now or should we wait and till it later? And I guess, first of all, it probably doesn't make much difference, but my thinking is that, if you till it now or destroy it, with a bush hog or something like this, we're dealing with a lot of vegetation that could, you know, blow into the road ditch and things like this. And secondly, I'm not sure that you could get a tillage tool that would incorporate it very well in the surface of the soil, and also there's not enough moisture in the soil now to disintegrate the residues, and obviously it's quite a fire hazard right now. So my feeling, farmers ask this question, I would tell them, let's just wait and hopefully get better weather conditions and get a little moisture in the soil, and it'll work up a lot better. So I wouldn't do anything with those fields right now. I would just wait until the fall, and then we'll make a decision then. One thing about it, though, keep in mind a lot of questions are being asked about herbicide carryover, and this is certainly a possibility. So make sure that you talk to your M&M crop specialist about the herbicide program that you're using and whether or not there's a potential for crop carryover next year, whether you go to soybeans or wheat or whatever. So this is a concern as well. But again, these fields that have been zeroed out, just leave them this fall. We'll destroy the crop then. But most of the fields I've been into, there is going to be some corn. I continue to see fields that are going to yield maybe 50 bushel or so. So there's probably not too many of those fields that will be zeroed out except in the southern part of the area. So just wait and see what we have and go from there then.
What is the number of bushel per acre that a crop will be, as you mentioned, zeroed out?
Well,
Or is that up to the insurance folks?
Well, actually, it is up to the insurance, but as it indicates, there's just not much yield there. I was talking to an insurance guy, a week or so ago, and he said that, and he was working in the area south of us, and he said the highest field he came in contact with was 14 bushel per acre. And this, in essence, is, it becomes a question, do you run a combine that costs $30 an acre through a field? But then, with corn price, $8 a bushel or higher, it doesn't take many bushel to cover the cost of that combine running through the field. So, one thing that could be a problem is, if you leave grain out there, there could be a problem of volunteer corn next year, which could be very problematic in some of these fields as well. Probably a lot of these fields that have very low corn yield are probably going to go back into corn in 2013. So volunteer corn could be a problem. So just for that reason, you know, producers might want to run the combine through the field just to grab what's there.
Even if you have corn after corn next year, is volunteer corn still a problem?
It is a problem. You know, Roundup Ready corn, you know, if they plant Roundup Ready corn this year, it'll be a problem next year. So a certain amount of that, you know, will emerge next year. So it can become a problem in next year's crop, yes.
What are some of the problems one might encounter if they're planning on, in a quote-unquote normal year, have a corn crop followed by wheat?
Well, we don't normally like to plant, you know, a grass after a grass. We don't normally like to plant wheat after corn because there are some diseases like fusarium disease that affects corn that will carry over into the following wheat crop. So we don't like to really see that, but I imagine, you know, that might be done. You know, we had a decent wheat crop this year, and obviously there's going to be a lot of open fields this fall, and there might be a temptation to plant wheat. But again, we don't like to see that, although it's done with some success. But we really don't like to see too much of that being done. Hopefully, you know, a wheat or a grass will follow a legume crop, follow soybeans, be much better. So we like to stay away from that if we can't possibly can.
And that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. On Tuesday, Springfield Plastics of Auburn hosted a field day to demonstrate new tiling techniques. We talked to company president Steve Baker. He told us about the company.
Yeah, Springfield Plastics has been in business for just a little over 34 years. We manufacture drainage pipe primarily for the agricultural industry, and we service about 9 states in the Midwest.
Now, where do you get the raw material that you use for your pipe? Is a lot of this recyclable materials?
No, the raw material we use comes as a product off of a natural gas pipeline that's all produced in the refineries in the Houston Gulf Coast area. It's then made into a pellet and it's shipped up to Central Illinois in a rail car.
And you break it down and remanufacture it into what you need, right?
Yes, we basically take those pellets and run them through an extruder and it melts the plastic and then we reform it into pipe.
Now, how many different sizes of pipe do you make?
We make 3-inch through 24-inch in both single wall and double wall pipe.
The single wall pipe, is that the type that you see on the large rolls that's a little more flexible?
That is correct. That's the primary product you see out on the farm fields that's in big rolls.
Now, the double wall pipe, is that used like, say, for culverts and that sort of thing?
You use it for culverts, and over the last 5 or 6 years, you've seen more of that pipe has been used in the agricultural mains, where they have to go long distances when they need high flow and high strength. They use this double wall product for that. So that is becoming more and more popular.
What is that you sell the most of?
Most of what we sell is the 4 and 5 inch single wall product.
And you've been really busy with that because there's been a lot of it going in the ground over the past year or two.
Up until this time last year, you know, our conditions for the previous 3 years had been very, very wet, and the farmers were struggling mightily with these wet conditions and trying to raise a crop, so the demand for drainage was enhanced by the fact that they couldn't get a crop in the ground or get it out of the ground once it was ready.
Drainage, to me, it seems like it's one of the most important things a farmer needs to consider, yet probably one of the most overlooked, isn't it?
It's not being overlooked much anymore. Up until about 5 years ago, you're exactly right. It was something that was almost considered a luxury item instead of a basic tool. But as input costs to the crop raised, as cash rents raised, price of farmland has raised, you cannot just go out there and hope that the weather is going to cooperate. So we have to use the drainage pipe as just another tool in his basket to reduce one of the risks because he's got so many dollars at risk now.
And that was Springfield Plastics President Steve Baker. The Illinois Agronomy Handbook is available online. Todd Gleason has more.
The University of Illinois Agronomy Handbook is up and available online. The web address is extension.cropsci.illinois.edu/handbook. Now, for decades, the Agronomy Handbook has been a major source of agronomic information in the state and throughout the Corn Belt. It was first produced in the 1970s and has been updated 24 times. Extension agronomist Emerson Nafziger says the paperback copy of the 24th edition has enjoyed good sales and is in wide use. And now that the investment in the paperback copy has been recouped, Extension has moved it online. Again, the address is extension.cropsci.illinois.edu/handbook. Well, chapters of the Illinois Agronomy Handbook can be viewed and downloaded from the website. Nafziger says given the continued push of broadband internet access into rural areas, the 24th edition of the handbook may be the very last copy and may be the last fully updated edition. That's because the online version allows individual chapters to be revised quickly as needed. The web version of the Illinois Agronomy Handbook will also allow calculators, audio, video, and many other multimedia formats to enhance its usability. Again, the Illinois Agronomy Handbook is online and free to use. The address is extension.illinois.edu, that stands for education, /handbook. I'm Todd Gleason.
In other farm news, on this Thursday morning, the leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees met Tuesday night and agreed they should consult with the leadership of the full House and Senate regarding how to proceed on the Farm Bill and disaster aid. Ahead of the meeting, two publications learned that House Speaker John Boehner was considering bringing up an extension of current farm programs, including disaster aid funds, as early as next week or possibly in September. Boehner and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor have publicly said they have not made a decision about bringing the farm bill to the floor. But farm leaders, Democrats, and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack have stressed that the need for disaster aid makes it crucial to quickly pass the farm bill. House Ag Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson says he is opposed to an extension of the current farm bill and will oppose it if it is offered. A Joint Economic Committee report released Wednesday details the financial harm posed by estate taxes on family businesses. This bipartisan committee is made up of members from the House and Senate. According to the report titled Costs and Consequences of the Federal Estate Tax, there are extensive costs associated with the estate tax in terms of the dissolution of family businesses, slower growth of capital stock, and a loss of output and income over time. The report also found that the estate tax impedes economic growth because it discourages savings and capital accumulation. Further, the report says the estate tax is a significant hindrance to entrepreneurial activity since many family businesses lack sufficient liquid assets to pay estate tax liabilities. Cattlemen throughout the middle and western part of the United States are selling animals they can't graze or afford to buy feed for. The drought has sucked pastures dry, and little if any rain is in the forecast. Beef from the animals now flooding livestock auctions will start showing up in grocery stores in November and December, temporarily driving down meat prices. But prices are expected to rise sharply by January in wake of dwindling supplies and smaller livestock herds. Smithfield Foods Incorporated, the world's largest pork producer, said Tuesday it will import corn from Brazil. A move that reflects how surging costs for U.S. feed grains are rippling through the livestock and meat industry. A Smithfield spokeswoman confirmed the company's decision to use Brazilian corn in the hog-raising operations. Also in our farm news today, coming up Monday, the First National Bank of Litchfield is hosting an informational meeting on crop insurance coverages. It will be held at the Maverick Steak and Spirits in Litchfield, beginning with breakfast at 7:30. For more information and to make reservations, phone the bank by Friday, 324-2105 or 800-255-2939. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat now trading at 890. That's down 5 1/4. December wheat trading at 909 3/4, down 5 1/4. September corn now trading at 792 1/2, that's down 2. December corn trading at 787 1/4, down 3/4. August beans now trading at 1676 3/4, down 17 3/4. September beans now trading at 1620, That's down 20 and a half. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.